It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Running the three-man show today, it's JP, Cakes, and Bish Bucks. EB set to return tomorrow. Later in the program, Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel joins us. But right now, we're going to talk some Caps. They lost a couple over the weekend. Tarik El-Bashir joins us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Tarik covers the Caps for Monumental Sports. Hey, Tarik.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. Hey,
Tarik, did you expect to see the Caps and the Bands of Maker Dance collab in the in the tunnel? Like, did you have that on your bingo card at some point during this season? That was kind of funny to see.
Juicy J in the Capitals locker room before a regular season game was definitely not on my bingo card, but I gotta respect the Caps for reaching out to and finding and tracking down the rapper that is, you know, I mean, his song is you know, Jacob Chychrun's goal song now, but it's also kind of like the soundtrack to the season a little bit for the team. I just thought that was hilarious.
No, it was great. I mean, you're definitely reaching out to a different demographic. It's cool to see those guys there hanging out and dapping up the guys on the way to the ice. It was definitely cool.
All right, yeah, so the question. Go ahead.
I was going to say, for someone of my vintage, Juicy J is kind of like right in my wheelhouse,
right?
Age-wise.
So. Okay.
I was especially tickled to see that.
Yeah.
All right, so the question we've kind of thrown out here recently, and definitely today, is should we be worried about this Capitals team right now? They're kind of limping into the playoffs.
You want to be playing your best hockey going into the playoffs, obviously. That said, I've covered this team for a couple decades now, and the league as a whole, and you see this a lot with teams that don't have a lot to play for, that clinch the division early and clinch the Eastern Conference early, and then kind of know they've got to kind of play out the string in a different kind of way. They're not playing out the string just to get to the end of the regular season. They're going to the offseason. They're just playing out the string to get to the fun part, the part where they got to double down and really ramp it up. And so you see this. I looked at the standings this morning, and the other teams in the Metro who are also in the playoffs are also kind of, blah right now. Carolina 4-5-1 in their last 10. New Jersey 4-5-1 in their last 10. Even the Panthers in the Atlantic, I mean, the defending champions, 5-4-1, essentially .500. The Caps are, below that, 3-6-1 in their last 10. All teams kind of hit some turbulence at points in their season. And that's what they're going through right now. And I think some of it is just human nature. And the thing about pro sports and the NHL in particular, if your battle level is down just 5%, if your focus is down just 5%, if your mental prep is just off 5%, you're going to lose even to the Columbus Blue Jackets. Like, that's just going to happen. And that's kind of where they are. I feel a little bit for Carberry because, he's trying to get his team to start, you know, dialing in for the playoffs. But at the same time, he's resting players. Like, hey, guys, go out and beat the Blue Jackets. But, oh, by the way, John Carlson, your number one D, is going to take the night off. You know, it's kind of a fine line you have to walk there. I will say this. I thought their battle and their compete was better yesterday than it was in the 7-0 loss the previous night in Columbus. Just the execution was off. A couple of really bad turnovers, and both are in the back of the net, and that was pretty much the game.
Tark, how much of this do you think is the hangover from the Ovi goal chase? Yeah. And I'm guessing the team's real. I'm guessing the team and the coaches and everybody, they're happy that it happened. Now they can dial in and get ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, I think there is something to that as well. You know, hangover literally and figuratively. I mean, it was, you know, a big celebration. There was all, as Tom Wilson said, and this is a quote last night in the locker room, there was a lot going on, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, your captain is chasing down hockey immortality. There's parties. Once he gets there, everyone's going out and feeling good, and kind of the relief is, you know, you feel a sense of relief. The air is out of the balloon a little bit. And so there was a little bit of that here. I would certainly say that factors into the equation. If there's any silver lining, guys, it's that they still have a little bit of time to get dialed in. You know, they still have two games left. Like I said, I thought they were a little better yesterday. The execution was off. And as Coach Carberry said after the game, you know, there were some teachable moments in that game too, right? The Capitals have won just about everything that there is to win in the regular season, except for the President's Trophy. Winnipeg actually clinched that last night with the loss. On the other hand, Columbus is playing an elimination game every night.
Yeah.
If they didn't win last night, their season was over.
Right.
So they're playing with desperation. The Capitals are going, remember last year when we played really hard down the stretch and we ran out of gas against the Rangers? why don't we just try not to get hurt tonight? You know, and so when those two things come together, coupled with, you know, coming off this historic achievement for their captain, I think that's what we're seeing here. If they go through these next two games and they're still a tick off, I think then maybe you can start using the concern word. And, you know, guys, I know it's a little bit of a cliche, but, people say, you know, if you're on a flight and there's some turbulence, if the flight attendant isn't freaking out, you should be calm.
Yeah.
And to me, the players and Coach Carberry aren't freaking out. So, I think that tells us, like, concern is probably too strong a word right now. Let's see how these next two games go.
Talking to Tark El-Bashir, covers the Capitals for Monumental Sports. All right, let's talk about the goalie. We've had some injury here. I don't know if the play's been as good of late. What should Caps fans expect from the goalie position heading into the playoffs?
Yeah, I would say that is one area I've got my eye on. You know, Logan Thompson has resumed skating. With other scratches. That said, he's not been cleared to return to practice. So until he's, you know, on the ice in a team practice setting or a morning skate setting, it's really hard to handicap when he might be back. You know, he's going through all the stages of recovery that you have to when you have the type of injury that he has. And I feel like for a lot of the season, guys, the Capitals were playing really well. They were scoring a lot of goals. They were defending. The special teams were good, if not very good. But the goaltending was what was propelling them to the top of the standings. Logan Thompson was playing like a Vezina Trophy winner for a lot of the season. Then there was some slippage, and he signed his big contract, and then he got hurt. I feel like Charlie has been a little more inconsistent. He's had some really good games. He's had some games where, you know, he probably would have liked one or two back. Hunter Shepard was, you know, that's the number three goalie who came up and got lit up the other night. That happens. So I would say, you know, to me, I mean, goaltending plays an outsized role in the playoffs. It's big. A good goalie on an average team can steal a playoff series. Teams that win the cup usually have very good goaltending, if not just a star-level goaltender. So I've got my eye on it. I wouldn't say worried, but I've got my eye on it. It has not been, you know, at the level that it was at times this season, which is to say, you know, they got two games to get dialed in. And until Logan, again, joins the team for practice or morning skate, it's starting to look more and more like this is going to be Lindgren's net for game one.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you that. If Thompson is cleared, even if he's cleared before game one, he's had such a layoff that maybe Carver is like, hey, let's roll with Chucky in game one and go from there. Is that what your best guess is?
Yeah, that's my best guess. I mean, if Logan is not able to come back and make at least one start, I think it'd be very hard to put a goaltender who's had a couple-week layoff, who hasn't played a game, to then go into game one of an NHL series, you know, with the intensity and the spotlight and everything else. I look, goaltending is different than all the other positions, but it, you know, requires kind of getting your timing back and getting into a rhythm. I think it'd be hard, really hard, to put him in if he does not come back and play either on the island and Pittsburgh, and it certainly does not look like that's going to happen. So I am working under the assumption that it's going to be Chucky's net to start the playoffs.
See, I disagree with Cakes, because Cakes is not worried about how they're playing at all. I told him I'm worried. I'm concerned right now, because I just think back to when the Boston Bruins had 135 points 2 years ago. 135. Mm-hmm. They won 65 games. Now, they ended the season hot. They won eight straight to end the regular season, but they got into the playoffs. They played the eight seed, which was, I believe, Florida, and lost in the first round. But he says he's not worried. I'm not terrified, but if they lost the last two, Tarek, they lose to the Islanders and they lose to Pittsburgh. I mean, unless they're just not playing any of their regulars and they go into the playoffs losing 9 of 11, I'm going to be concerned.
Yeah, I mean, there is something to be said for kind of confidence and knowing that you can flip that switch and play well. And if they were to lose the last two, or even one of the last two, with a full lineup, I do think that maybe confidence is going to be a little bit flaky, not quite as solid as it should be going into the postseason. You know, but I will say this about hockey, man, and you guys know this, and I've talked to you guys about this. I mean, the first round, the tournament in general is the most random of the four major sports, but the first round is like, what, you know, it's a bit of a toss-up. I mean, the President's Trophy winning team has only gone to win the cup eight times since the trophy was started being handed out in 85-86. That's crazy that the best team in the regular season only won eight times in all those years. You know, there's more upsets in the first round than the other major sports. It's a silly game played on ice with weird bounces. Pucks hit posts and go in. They hit posts and they go out. You know, there's tripping calls in overtime that result in a power play. And then, you know, there's a lot of randomness. But that said, I think what I would say to Caps fans is this team has shown over the course of most of the season that they can find ways to win. Mm-hmm. Whether it's outscoring the opponent, whether it's goalieing the opponent, whether it's locking them down defensively, they have found ways consistently, better than any team in the East, how to win games. And you just hope that no matter what kind of happens here over the next few days, that they're able to flip that proverbial switch and dial in and get into playoff game mode and get the job done. It's looking increasingly like it's going to be Montreal.
Tark, what have you seen from Ryan Leonard so far?
I like his game, man. I like it. Feisty, goes hard to the net. You know, we saw him take the big hit from Adam Fantilli, and then later in the game after he came back in, you know, picked out Sean Corrali, who's a much bigger veteran player, and said, let's go. He had had enough. I like that spunk from the kid. But more importantly, from an X's and O's standpoint, his defensive detail is better than I thought it would be coming out of NCAA. I mean, he back checks hard. He's in the right spots. I mean, there's a long way to go. I'm not saying he's ready to become a breakout star in these playoffs. There's still a lot of runway in front of him, but he reminds me more and more as I watch him of a young TJ Oshie. I don't like doing the whole comparable thing after a handful of NHL games, but he's gonna be a very, very good player for a long time in this in this league and hopefully for the Caps.
Hey, Tarik, not to jump ahead, and I'm sure we'll talk to you before the actual round one opponent, but assuming it is Montreal, I think they've split with them so far in the regular season.
Right.
Is there anything to be concerned about with Montreal? I'm just looking at their numbers. They've allowed more goals than they've scored. But like you said, they're playing meaningful games right now, and anything can happen in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, and we remember what happened the last time the Capitals played Montreal in the first round back in 2010. Not to pour any salt on any wounds, but I mean that old wounds. It happens. The Caps were the number one seed. Montreal is the last seed. Look, Montreal, any team that gets in the playoffs is a concern, especially those teams at the bottom, and you just mentioned it there, that are playing well and fighting tooth and nail to get in the playoffs because they have momentum, they have confidence. Montreal, I believe, is 6-2 or 6-1-1 their last eight. I think they dropped one in OT the other day. So they're playing well for the most part. They've lost their last two.
Yeah.
But they had a 6-game winning streak in there. They're young. They're fast. And I don't want to say concerns me, but one thing that, when I'm writing my preview or talking about them, they might be just inexperienced and young enough to be too dumb to be scared of the moment. Yeah. And those teams can terrify you, right? I mean, like, they're kind of playing with house money a little bit. They're probably a year ahead of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a young team that's been building under Marty St. Louis and, going in the right direction, but there were some fits and starts, and people were like, maybe 25, 26 might be their year or the year after that, and now they're kind of there. And I mean, Nick Suzuki, good hockey player. Lane Hutson, the older brother of Cole Hutson, who's one of the Caps' top prospects. He might be Rookie of the Year. I would say their weaknesses. Their goaltending is just okay. It's meh. Sam Montembeau, he's okay. He was in the Four Nations tournament as a backup, but for Canada, I'm not saying that the Capitals should be wary or worried. I mean, the Capitals are the better team. But that said, once you get into the playoffs, and we've said this 3-4 times so far on the show, anything can happen in that first round. So it's more important the Caps get their own game in order here, these last two. If they are able to kind of dial in and build on yesterday's game, I know it was a 4-1 loss, but it was better than the previous night. Continue to build and go into the playoffs with some momentum and confidence. I think they can handle the first round. They can handle the Canadians, but we'll see.
Let's wait and see, right? Okay. Yeah, Nick Suzuki, by the way, 87 points, 29 goals, 58 dimes, and he's got 87 points to lead them. So,
and Cole Caulfield is as dangerous as they come. I know he's only like 5'8". Right. But you give that dude 2 inches, he is putting the goal, he is putting the puck crossbar down from anywhere. He's one of the most pure goal scorers in the league. He's just really small.
Right. I got you. Yeah.
I appreciate the time, Tarik.
Thanks, Tarik. Right,
we'll talk to you before round one.
Sounds good, guys.
Right, yep. Cake's not worried.
Nope.
Tarik not worried. We put it up as our poll
so
of
chill.
The day.
So relaxed.
Brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can's only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Are you worried about the Capitals as they head into the playoffs? You can vote at Junks Radio. We'll be right.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. out, indecision, overthinking, second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. What do you think the early results are on the poll of the day?
About the Caps?
Bishop. Just like instant reaction to the Caps.
Or was this the Rory? Oh, this is Caps. Okay. Caps fans that are concerned. I'm going to say 58% are concerned.
All right.
I'm going to say people do love the panic.
It's only been up for a couple minutes.
I'm going to have faith in my people. 33% are concerned.
You supposedly are running hot. Dead wrong on this one. 65% so far are voting yes, your word. You can vote at Chunks Radio if you're like Cakes. Not sweating these losses. Not sweating the last 10 games. Confident in the Caps.
I'm not terrified, Cakes. So on the concern meter, I'm probably right now at like a 4.5. All right.
Okay.
Once I get to 7 or 8, all right, that's when I start losing sleep. But if they lose the next two and then to end the regular season at 2-9, that's going to go up to a 7.
Okay. I can maybe understand that. Of much greater concern to me is something else that happened over the weekend.
Okay.
I love Bob Carrington. Love what he's done as a rookie for the Washington Wizards. He's had a really good campaign.
Yep.
Really wish he hadn't hit that game-winning shot against the Heat.
Because?
To lessen their chances at... Well, they still have the same chance to get the number one pick and to land in the top four. But
it increased their chances for...
They can drop now down to the sixth pick instead of dropping down as low as only the fifth pick.
Because now they don't have the worst record in the NBA.
Didn't love that. Yeah. Was not a big fan of that. That concerns me much more than the Caps' late season swoon.
Yeah, because the Utah Jazz finished with 17 wins. The Wiz finished with 18.
Correct.
You know what's weird about the 18-win season? When they would win 38 games and go, whatever that is, 38-44, I guess, and Bradley Beal was here, it would feel like a horrible season, like a wasted season. They win 18 games. It feels like it was a pretty good season.
Well, expectations are completely different.
Right? You kind of have a little optimism on – Alex Saar for sure. Mm-hmm. Bub Carrington for sure. Maybe George.
I got Bilal.
I don't have as much on Bilal.
You guys are just punting away Bilal. He's one of the cornerstones.
Not punting
of the rebuild.
Away. I just think he's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Demi guys in the league average 12 points a game.
I understand.
About 100. Like all of them. I mean, some of the numbers that some of these guys who were putting up yesterday. Now, look, the games didn't mean anything for the most part. It meant something for a couple teams that were trying to avoid play-in. But some of the numbers these guys were putting up yesterday was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, guys who were averaging 3 points a game, putting up 40. I mean, they were just all glorified pickup games.
But, yeah, that's a little disturbing for the Wizards. If they fall, that's having a negative mentality, Cakes. Maybe they get the top pick. 14% chance.
Hey,
if I gave you a Powerball ticket and I said this has a 14% chance of winning, you would be fired up.
Well, of course, because the usual odds of winning a Powerball are like one in like 300 million or maybe less. So, yeah, you give me a 14% sweat. Of course I'm going to like it. But I don't like my chances when I go to tankathon.com and run 10 sims and the Wizards pick number one twice out of those 10.
Yeah.
And now they can pick as low as 6?
Well, I mean, that's 20%. They have less than that to get the number one pick.
By the way, there's a story. It was in the Wall Street Journal.
They should be getting the number one pick 14% of the time on the sims.
There was a story in the Wall Street Journal about a guy who's called the Joker, and it's not Nikola Jokic from the Nuggets. Who's an Aussie gambler. And he had a scheme to take down the Texas lottery.
Okay.
In 2023, he got together with a bunch of gambling whizzes.
Love it. Bunch of degens.
They bought up nearly all of the 25.8 million possible combinations for a lotto jackpot. The payout was $57.8 million. They spent about $32 million to gobble up all these ticket combinations.
Okay.
$20 million profit. But I guess that's cheating. Would you consider that cheating?
I mean, is they let them buy all the tickets?
How many tickets do they buy?
If they let you buy all the tickets, I don't see how it's considered cheating.
Like
if he and his syndicate or this group got the tickets illegally or were like jobbing the numbers somehow, then of course, you call shenanigans on it.
Apparently a bunch of politicians in Texas cried foul, alleged corruption, but they just game the system.
Yeah, they found a loophole.
And what was the jackpot?
$57.8 million.
Jeez.
And they spent about $32 million in tickets.
Okay.
That's a $20 million profit.
Yes.
I mean, $20 million in profit sounds pretty good.
Man.
I mean, that's a pretty good
profit.
How
many tickets is $20 million worth?
I mean, it depends if it's a $1 or $2 ticket.
I mean, that would fill up a freaking building.
Just a massive amount of tickets.
Yeah. That would fill up a hotel lobby. That's crazy. Cakes, I'd give you, if I won $58 million.
I do always do love this bit where you get generous with your massive
now,
lottery
windfall. Am I taking home 58 or am I getting taxed?
You're
on
taking
that?
Home $58 million. $58 million in spread amongst your many accounts.
All right, this is what I would do. $58 million. Yeah. I would put $47 million in the bank, earning 5.3%.
Love it.
So that would give me what, about $11 million to spend?
Because now
pay off all bills.
Now you're in the wealth preservation. You don't need to accumulate more. You're preserving it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to go out with any sort of wild investments.
Well, I would negotiate with every bank out there, and I would get the highest interest rate.
It's a great idea.
And, you know, I don't know what bank would give it to me, but I guarantee I'd get close to, 7 or 10%.
Yeah, you tell one bank, I'll park $47 million that you can play with,
right?
But give me 8.5%.
Because I know all the bank's going to do, they're just going to lend that money out and make more cash on it.
Yeah, that's the whole deal.
So anyway, I would probably give you each.
How much? Let me hear it. $600,000. $600K a piece?
Yeah.
I'll take that. Thank you.
I'll take $600 large.
Yeah. $600,000.
So in this case, the lieutenant governor of Texas, he called it the biggest theft from the people of Texas in the history of Texas. He said more than all bank robberies, all the train robberies in the Old West, everyone who's stolen anything. But the syndicate's lawyer said they did everything by the book. All applicable laws, rules, and regulations were followed. And apparently it's been done before. In 1992, there was a 2,500 person Australian gambling syndicate.
Those Aussies love to come up here and job the lottery.
Headed by a math whiz.
Okay.
And they won $27 million in Virginia. They bought $5 million worth of tickets, and it netted $27 million.
So after they bought the $20 million worth, did that increase the jackpot to 58? Or was it 58 before that? Because I figure if they're buying $20 million worth, the jackpot's going up.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is crazy. Like, there's an offshoot, I guess, a different group. A group of Princeton grads incorporated under the name Black Swan Capital have won millions in recent years playing Valdez. Listen to this. You missed recalling playing scratch-off tickets and other lottery games in various states. Officials and others who have tracked their tactics say they appear to calculate when the math is most in their favor. So they're basically card counters using publicly available information such as how many prizes are in a game and how many remain unclaimed. When the odds are right, they swoop in, hoping to win back more money than they spend.
There's a movie about this on Hulu. I think it has, who's the guy that does?
Bryan Cranston?
Yeah,
I've seen the movie.
Yes.
Something and Marge are in charge, I think. It's a good movie about it. Now, it was on a lesser scale, but how a guy in, I think, that lived in Michigan, his scam was he lived in Michigan, but he found one of these loopholes in, I believe it was the Massachusetts lottery. So he would get in his truck and drive from Michigan to Massachusetts and hit all the like three or four different spots and just walk in and say, I need $15,000 in tickets for this game. Because he had run the math and he knew that if there were a certain amount of prizes and there weren't that many people buying the tickets and it was on a public website, he could go in and buy a bunch of tickets and give himself increased chances of winning. People are doing that all over the place.
Yeah, you just have to have a huge bankroll. You know what I mean?
In Maryland, a Black Swan team, that group of Princeton grads, used lottery machines in four liquor stores in 4 days to win a $2.6 million prize. They're finding ways to job some of these state lotteries.
And you're going to still go out and buy your one or two tickets.
It's just the dumbest thing ever.
It's so dumb.
It's just so idiotic.
I haven't bought.
It's kind of like the daily fantasy sweats. And this what used to.
Love them.
It started out as like daily fantasy. Mm-hmm. Your regular guy like me could win money, but then a bunch of freaking, you know, MIT guys got in the mix
there
and they start buying like every combination out there.
Yeah.
So you got no shot.
Yeah, you think your $1 entry is going to have a chance in a field of 100,000 entries? It's craziness. But I like to grasp. Still like to grasp.
You still like to grasp.
Still do.
I don't think I've purchased a lotto ticket in 6 to 9 months. Probably closer to 9.
I just brought back 2 Ravens scratcher tickets that I gave to my kids for Christmas and cashed them in. $60 win. Now, I mean, I bought a total of $50 in scratchers.
+10.
Yeah, so a +10. It's just dumb.
You know, I don't even scratch them anymore.
Oh, you don't?
I just scratch the code and scan the code.
Oh, you do? You've learned.
I have the app.
Right.
And I just scratch the code.
And the code will tell you if you won.
Yeah, and it tells you how much you won. Like, I don't even read them. Some are so complicated that
Yeah, you don't know if you've won or lost.
Yeah.
I mean, most likely you've lost. But how would you know if you had won?
Have you purchased the new Mega Millions for $5
yet? You know
yet?
What? I haven't. Not yet. I don't think
you will.
Now I'm firmly team drab, where now I'm only going to dabble when the jackpots get nice and swole. Like, you better have a $500 million jackpot for me to spend a 5 spot. I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Cakes, you don't. If you're at 7-Eleven, you're getting like a Slurpee or something, and you're checking out. Sometimes you just feel a little lucky. That doesn't consume you anymore.
I'll be honest. I don't do that many 7-Eleven trips, but it does sound good now with spring and summer approaching. Like, a Slurpee sounds great.
Yeah.
My go-tos for lottery tickets are either a kiosk in a grocery store, so I don't have to deal with a human, or like I'm at a beer store and my guy, you know, just is there and just ready to take $4 or $6 or $10 from me to buy a few tickets. Not a 7-Eleven lottery player anymore.
Beer store, and then teeter
grocery store. Right. And every once in a while, this is a real D-gen move. Buy one at the casino because they also have a Maryland Lottery kiosk at MGM National Harbor, right next to the Circle Bar.
What about you? Are you a big Keno guy?
No,
I love Keno.
I feel like, I'll be honest, Keno is even too white trash for me. I can't dabble.
If you're a bar and you have Keno, yeah. Oh, I spend all day there.
Don't do Keno. It's not my thing.
Buy like 10 games in a row.
Yeah.
And you don't buy numbers in Keno. You buy areas. I always like to go lower left quadrant.
And now,
two up, two down, one to the right.
Aren't there also like fake horse races you can bet on?
Oh, yeah,
on?
Fake horse races. Yeah.
I see that at like the local Exxon near where I live, and I never see anybody playing it, but I just look over it. I'm kind of intrigued by it. Never played it. But I won't do Keno. I have to have a line somewhere about you. I have to have standards.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we'll open up the entertainment page. Then we got Rex Hager joining us at 9 o'clock to talk Masters and Rory winning the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Green Jack. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel will join us. We'll recap the Masters. Rory wins it. It was a riveting Sunday. DeChambeau was in the mix. Justin Rose gets into a playoff. So we will talk about that with Rex Hoggard. But right now, time for the entertainment page, driven to you by BMW Fairfax. It is BMW's Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax and ask for Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at bmwfairfax.com.
By the way, we can just extend this into the EP. I asked the boys behind the glass, what movie did Amy and I watch over the weekend? It was nominated for Best Picture at the most recent Academy Awards. Spoiler alert, it was not Anora, because we've already seen that movie. We've also already seen Wicked. So it's one of the other eight remaining movies. You guys care to guess?
I have to see the list.
I have to see the list.
The movie that we watched over the weekend.
All right, hold on. Anora, I'm going to say it was, I have it in front of me here.
Okay. Can you guess?
The Brutalist?
Your guess is The Brutalist? Okay. JP? Drabby, you can weigh in if you want.
Was The Brutalist one of the nominees?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to say The Brutalist.
Okay.
I don't think it was The Brutalist.
Oh, I think I know
what
it is.
Hold up. I think there's a chance it's Dune 2, but I'm not locked in yet. You saw a complete unknown.
Drabby?
He would not. He doesn't like Bob Dylan, so he didn't see that. He's not a fan of organized religion, so Conclave is out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think, and he doesn't like architecture. The Brutalist is out.
Okay. All right. Brutalist out.
Yes.
I think he saw the Demi Moore movie.
The Substance.
Substance.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Mike Marr, you want to jump in? You said you want to go last. You tend to jump in too quick on some of these.
Sorry.
Now's your chance to go last.
No, I'm sticking with my original guess. Which Read is? You like a book, Dune 2.
Dune 2.
All okay. Right.
Which one was it?
I would never watch Dune 2 because Dune 1 stunk. Stunk on ice.
All right, so he's out.
So boring. I don't care about spice, whatever they're trying to find on that woebegone planet. I'm not the hugest Bob Dylan fan, but I did watch A Complete Unknown. Kind of cool to see the backstory. Because I don't hate Bob Dylan, just not a big fan. I didn't know a lot of his backstory.
I think your wife likes Timothée Chalamet.
Does my wife get into Timothée Chalamet? I don't know. I don't think that's he would not make her top two or three list. I know that. Because I know her top two or three list, and it doesn't include Timothée Chalamet. It includes Paul Rudd. She gets sized. Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray. She gets a little bit sized.
Uh-huh.
Who else? Who else would make that list? I think Jared Leto probably makes that list too. And so I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you, like, she's got a type.
So you liked it?
Liked it. I didn't love it.
Yeah. Liked it.
I'll tell you this. Way better than Anora. That should have won Best Picture over Anora, in my opinion.
You did see Anora?
I did see Anora.
Okay. I liked Anora. He hated it.
A Snora. A Bora. I mean, so many other fitting titles.
Has anybody seen The Substance here?
Valdez saw it.
So yes.
Did you like that?
5 minutes of it.
Loved it.
Did you? Would I like it, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. It kind of intrigues me, but none of the other movies intrigue me.
All right, speaking of movies, let's lead off the EP with the box office. A Minecraft movie becomes the highest grossing Hollywood release of 2025 with a $550 million global haul. Mm. Following up its blockbuster opening with a second weekend of $80.6 million in ticket sales, it's now quickly surpassed $550 million in worldwide sales.
Can someone explain Minecraft to me? Is it a game?
It's
is it a world?
It's like an immersive world that kids like build things. It's kind of the way I understand it. I don't really understand it, but I do know that two of my three kids have seen the movie, and they both seem to enjoy it. I think it just hits them in their feels. It's nostalgia. And let's be honest, Jack Black is very entertaining. So it's probably a good combination. I mean, it's going to make $1 billion worldwide. Mm. Good for them. So that was atop the box office. The King of Kings, a movie about Jesus, an animated movie about Jesus, made $19 million.
Mm-hmm.
The Amateur made $15 million.
I was into The Amateur until BDK said it wasn't worth it.
Okay,
he gave it a three.
Either a three or a three and a half.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically terrible. Because he likes most movies.
And he really likes the star of that movie, Rami Malek.
He loves Rami.
We despise Rom. he loves Rami Malek.
It's
so.
Unnecessary yeah. low blow.
Yeah, well, he loves any sort of ADs, so that's good for him.
I mean, I thought he's Ram tired.
Well, he claims that, but who knows? Coming in fourth at the box office, we've seen this movie. It's very intense. Warfare makes $8.3 million in its wide debut, and Drop, which BDK also saw, that rounds out your top five. That made $7.5 million.
I think I have to see Warfare.
I think you should see it.
Oh, yeah.
It's your
it's
kind of movie.
Very intense, right?
It's
very
your
intense,
kind of
yeah.
movie.
Yeah.
Because you like it. Lone Survivor. You like The Covenant with Jake Gyllenhaal. If you like those
movies. I love
movies,
military movies, yeah.
Then you're going to be into Warfare.
Yeah.
You should definitely go see it.
I think I'm going to see it.
You should see it in the theater. Because that's the type of movie you need to experience on the big screen.
Probably have to see it in the next couple weeks. It'll probably be gone in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Go see it the next week or so. Drab lost a dollar to me earlier because he asked me the easiest question that I've been asked probably in the past, I don't know, 5 or 10 years. He asked me what song is played at the end of the seminal movie, The Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club cast, by the way, reunited for the first time in 40 years at an event in Chicago, at a pop culture event. In which, of course, the movie features five students from different high school cliques that bond while serving Saturday detention together.
To be honest, I don't think I saw The Breakfast Club. It's Anthony Michael Hall is probably the only one that I remember. Okay. Or maybe Judd Nelson.
Those are two.
Okay.
Come on, JP. You got to name them. You got to be able to name the whole Breakfast Club.
You got to know the job.
I mean, this is right in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, I don't really. I'm telling you, I didn't watch it.
So you know Anthony Michael Hall.
Mm-hmm.
You
Judd
know
Nelson.
Judd Nelson, who's the bully.
Who's the
Bender.
Chick in it? Phoebe Cates?
No, not Phoebe Cates.
Molly.
Now, I'm a little embarrassed by this. During high school, I definitely cut out pictures of Molly Ringwald in my locker. I was a little bit smitten by the redhead back in the day.
Wow.
Silly smile she had.
Your big plump lips,
yeah.
Red think, hair.
Right, so don't you see your panties in a Breakfast Club? Right? He's like hiding underneath the desk.
You do.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You actually see. You see your panties in two 80s movies, Drabby. You see them in Breakfast Club, and you also see them in 16 Candles, also featuring Anthony Michael Hall.
Who are the other two in Breakfast Club?
Well, you ever hear of Emilio Estevez?
Okay.
Hear of him?
Yeah.
What about
he couldn't miss his wrestling meet.
He couldn't meet his wrestling meet. You know Ally Sheedy as well.
Okay. Yeah.
She starred opposite Matthew Broderick in what other huge 80s movie? JP, you're on the clock right now.
War Games.
War Games. Yeah, you got it.
Hey,
I knew well it done. Wasn't Ferris Bueller.
It was not.
Did anybody watch the most recent season of Reacher?
Yes, watch the whole thing.
You know Anthony Michael Hall is in it.
You think I don't know that that's Anthony
You didn't
Michael?
Know it was him when you first saw him, though, I bet.
Of course.
No.
Of course I know it's him.
Why?
Because it looks just like him.
Well, not from, like, The Breakfast Club.
It's a grown-up version of me.
What's his best movie?
His best movie? 16 Candles.
Wrong.
It's his
Weird Science.
No, his best movie is The Breakfast Club.
No, I like me some Weird Science. Don't get me wrong.
Is the most overrated movie in the world.
No, I love it.
It's
an awful movie.
He is a cinematic he is a force of nature in 16 Candles. He's so good in that movie. I'll never move off that position.
Weird Science is a great movie.
JP, Gladiator is a great movie. Braveheart is a great movie.
It's a different genre,
Cakes. I can't
put
Weird Science in the same classification as actual great movies, like Goodfellas.
Does Cakes know the five nicknames they use to describe the students in that movie? I said one of them.
Okay, one is the jock.
Yeah.
One is the nerd.
Yeah. What's Molly?
Molly is she's not called a diva. Like debutante or something?
Princess.
Princess, okay. The fourth.
What's Ally Sheedy? The loner?
I guess Ally Sheedy's like either a loner or an outcast.
The collar, the basket case.
Basket case. And who's the fifth? Bender?
Bender, yeah.
Bully.
Criminal.
Ha!
You think it's not silly when Bender walks out and throws his fist in the air and the screen freezes? Yeah.
And the song's playing, yeah. And Drad thought I didn't know it or who the artist was. I said, that's stealing.
No, these was ricking me at 5 a.m. with his hot takes about Breakfast Club.
Well, he doesn't like good movies then.
Yeah.
I have good taste when it comes to movies.
All it is one of the biggest 80s movies. That's all.
I assume you have more entertainment page. We'll have to save some for later. Yes, Rex Hoggard, yes, from the Golf Channel.
You know what? We're going to talk about something more interesting.
Okay. He joins us next here on the Junkies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.